It's Morning Edition on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Chuck Hinman. Starting tonight at Brown University, a unique four-night film festival gets underway. It's put on by Brown's Italian Studies Department in conjunction with the Cinetech, or Film Library, in Bologna, Italy. They're screening highlights of the Cinetech's annual Cinema Ritrovato Festival. All of these films have been recently rediscovered or restored. This year, they include three Charlie Chaplin films with new original film scores performed live in the theater. Brown professor of Italian studies Massimo Riva told me how the festival came about.
This festival is born out of a collaboration with the Cinetech of Bologna, one of the most renowned centers for film restoration in the world. And every summer at the end of June, the Cinetech hosts a festival called Il Cinema Ritrovato, Rediscovered Cinema, or Cinema, which hosts more than 300 films from Cinetechs all around the world. Many of them are restored in the laboratories of the Cinetech in Bologna. And here at Brown, for the past 3 years, we've been offering a small sample of that, of those films that are shown in Bologna. The Bologna Cinetech is also the home of the Chaplin Archive. And we have a Chaplin program, an homage to the 100th anniversary of the Little Trump, the Chaplin's character. And we have three comedies from 1916 and 17. And the special attraction is the silent film ensemble of Brown University Orchestra, directed by Paul Phillips, which will perform music composed by Donald Sussin, who is a world-renowned silent film music composer, who's also going to perform with the orchestra.
Now, I understand that this is free and open to the public.
Yes,
and
it is.
Besides the films and the accompaniment, there's something else that's free.
What we call gelato ritrovato, so the rediscovered ice cream. And we have some master ice cream maker from Bologna, Giovanni Figliomeni, who is coming to Brown and making fresh ice cream, which will be offered for free to our patrons. Also, the gelato is inspired by the movies. In fact, we have an homage to the 100 years of Technicolor, and we have a Fellini red, we have a cream gelato with a yellow infusion of saffron and other colors in the palette. So those are free, and also you can taste them if you come to the movies.
I've been talking with Professor Massimo Riva of Brown University's Italian Studies Department and the organizer of this week's Cinema Ritrovato Festival on tour at Brown. This past Saturday, I watched as the silent film ensemble of the Brown Orchestra ran through the original score for Chaplin's film, The Count. Conductor Paul Phillips directs the orchestra with composer Donald Sozin on piano. Sozin talks the crew through some of the intricacies of silent film accompaniment, which turns out to be more complicated than you might imagine. It involves the conductor watching the film on a laptop while the orchestra plays along, trying to stay in sync with the movie. You can hear the tick-tock of what musicians call a click track, helping them keep a steady beat. Sozin composed a brand new score for Chaplin's 100-year-old film, and tonight will be the first ever live performance. It will be a world premiere for Sozin's score for The Pawn Shop. If there is such a thing, Donald Sozin is kind of a rock star in the world of silent movies.
For a film like The Pawn Shop and The Count, I'm trying to imagine what's in Charlie's head and not trying to be cute and put in Beatles songs and things. I mean, in the day, they would have had comic references to songs that everybody knew with funny titles, like, you know, a fire scene, they would play I'll Keep the Home Fires Burning or whatever. So you could go in that direction, but generally, I try to just let the music be the music and support the film as much as possible.
Do you try and end up with a piece of music that you can play without the film that makes sense?
Sometimes. I think of them as ballets and operas, and so sometimes when you hear a whole ballet score, no matter how good it is, whether it's Appalachian Spring or it's Cinderella by Prokofiev, there's some repetition and there's some music which is strictly for the sake of what's going on the stage. And so suites have been made of all of those great ballets and of operas too. And so I'm trying with these scores to create some sections that work as independent pieces of music, and I hope that somebody will listen to them sometime on NPR.
Donald Sosen, thanks for talking to Rhode Island Public Radio, and best of luck with the festival.
Thank you, Chuck. It's a pleasure to be here again, and hope you'll enjoy the show.
Charlie Chaplin's The Count and The Pawn Shop screen tonight at Brown University, along with another Chaplin film, The Adventurer. And you can find the complete schedule for the Cinema Ritrovato Festival on tour at ripr.org. I'm Chuck Hinman, Rhode Island Public Radio.